Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Chuck and Diane painting a picture. Dimitri, live and dangerously local here at Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network. Live exclusive interview here with our very special guest, Riley Watkins. He is running for the Republican nomination for West Virginia House of Delegates District 5. He's 21 years old, exercise physiology student, West Liberty University. What year are you there at West Liberty? You a senior, junior, or what?
Yeah, junior.
Okay, great. And let's see, he wants to fix obesity and mental health. Also concerned about small business, bringing jobs back, eliminating the income tax, keeping young people here. So there's a big move afoot here, Riley, in this last segment about different states, including Ohio, wanting to abolish the real estate tax, because the real estate tax is the forever tax, and it goes on and on. No matter how long you live after you die, you will the property to your kids, and they pay the tax, and it's the infinity tax.
You're talking about another word would be property tax.
Right, real estate tax, property tax, right. Do you want to eliminate that?
Yeah, I would say if you buy something, right, if I buy this pen, I believe it would be unreasonable to tax this pen after I bought it. And I believe the same would be with your real estate.
So you would then want to ban real estate taxes, taxes.
If a bill came across my desk that said, you know, we want to abolish the property tax, I would vote yes.
Okay. And then how would you fund the public schools?
100%. I think there's lots of taxes like we talked about with the sales tax, bringing more people in and bringing small businesses in. I believe that the number one revenue produced in the state should be the free sales tax from people spending money in the small businesses. I believe in business. I believe in private enterprise. And to be honest with you, you know, our Ohio County schools has had a lot more money come in, but we've had enrollment decrease. We've had, you know, people leaving. And to be honest with you, I believe we need to pour into our kids. I need to believe we need to push for private enterprise in Wheeling. And to be honest with you, with the property tax, I am absolutely in favor of, I would vote for a bill to abolish property taxes, and I believe that the revenue produced in the state should be from small businesses and people spending money in small businesses. That's a huge belief of mine.
All right. The House of Delegates had to face the issue here with the Hancock County schools. Being in, you know, near bankruptcy. They don't have enough money to pay their expenses. All sorts of scandalous situations going on there. What would be your solution for the Hancock County schools if you are in the House of Delegates?
Well, my job as the House of Delegates is not necessarily to tell people how they want to manage our school. My job is to vote on bills. So I guess, could you put that in a phrase of, if there was a bill across my desk?
What bill would you create to save the Hancock County schools or to fix the system?
Well, again, I don't think there's any, you know, one bill that you can put in. Again, I think it's like saying, well, what's the one solution? I think there's a lot of little things coming together that help make a school system productive. So if you had to say, what's one bill you could put?
Are you familiar with the Hancock County school scandal?
No.
Okay. Pat McGeehan, you know him?
I've heard that name.
Okay. He has introduced a bill to help solve the problem with the Hancock County schools.
What's his bill?
I'm asking.
Well, Riley, you mentioned the bill. I didn't know.
I'm asking yeah, you. You're the one who's 100%. Running.
100%. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know,
well, I'm not familiar with every single bill going through the House of Delegates every single day and all the bills for the rest of the candidates in the history of the House of Delegates. If you could maybe explain it for me, that'd help.
Okay. What about this? The Form Energy, are you familiar with the money that been is taxpayer money that was involved given to Form Energy in Weirton?
No.
Okay. Do you think it's a good idea for the legislature, the House of Delegates, the legislature in Charleston to encourage businesses by giving them taxpayer money to relocate to West Virginia?
We say the question one more time. I think I understand what you're saying, but ask me one more time.
If a business wants to relocate to West Virginia,
yes,
would you vote to give them tax incentives and give them tax benefits to encourage them, to entice them to move to West Virginia?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
Well, we want more people here. We want more businesses here. I believe, if, again, with anything, people aren't just going to move here just because, oh, I'm just going to randomly relocate my business. There needs to be an incentive there. And if they can come to West Virginia and the citizens of, you know, the people that want to move here say, hey, I want to move to West Virginia, I'm going to have more money in my pocket. If I want to move my business here, I'm going to have more money in my business to reinvest in my business, to pour into my community, to solve the problem that I started my business to solve in the first place. I believe that's a great incentive. And I believe if you give people an incentive, they're going to come.
All right. So the Forb Energy property, the business in Hancock County, you would then have been in favor of giving them taxpayer incentives.
Yeah, so again, I'm not necessarily 100% familiar. If you could, you're talking about, oh, Forb Energy, you'd be in favor of giving their taxpayer money. I believe, from a fundamental perspective, I want to incentivize businesses to come to West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my answer there.
All right. So a business wants to come into West Virginia. Yes. You want to give them taxpayer money so they can come and move into West Virginia, create jobs.
I believe giving them tax incentives, right? Yeah, so if we can give them a tax break, if they come in for X amount of years, they get a break on their taxes. Something I definitely support.
Okay, what about their competitors who are already here? Would you give the competitors who are already here the same tax breaks?
Well, again, right, I believe in lowering taxes across the board, right? So again, if we talked about earlier, we want to lower the taxes on business in general. So if we want to give an incentive for people to come here, great. And to be honest, I believe if there's more people here, I believe competition breeds a better product. If there's more fitness coaches, I believe people are going to get a better product, because if there's a fitness coach not doing it right, they're going to go to a better coach. I believe in competition. I believe competition in businesses is what creates a great product. We look at this iPhone that we have right here. That's a combination of private enterprise. All this stuff that we're filming this show with was made by people who want to solve problems for other people. And I believe if you have more businesses, you got more people spending money on businesses in the economy, and you have more people who are fighting to make a better product for the customer, I believe that's a beautiful thing.
So if you end up being the delegate representing District 5 in West Virginia, you're in the House of Delegates, what's the first bill that you would sponsor?
The first bill that comes to mind for me, because a big, big thing for me is obesity. I want to solve obesity. I don't want my state to be the most obese state. The first bill that comes to mind, we have insurance covering GLP-1s. We have GLP-1s, Ozempic, Mounjaro, GLP-1 agonists. Weight loss.
You in favor of those weight loss shots?
I'll tell you what, here, let me give you my first answer, and I keep that thought, because this is something I'd love to talk about. The first bill that I would think of is I would love personal training, fitness coaching, wellness coaching, as like a holistic solution, wellness coaching, right? Because there's like dietitian stuff, but I think wellness coaching, I believe, should be insurance covered for people, because I believe if we're going to have $1,500 a month sometimes for Ozempic covered by insurance, I believe that independent, private contractor, certified, strength and conditioning, fitness, wellness coaches who have a business that was built, and in the business from its absolute core is built around helping people get healthy, I believe that should absolutely be covered by insurance, because it's the right way. It's the natural way. It's the way to do it, to actually build the habits for people so they don't gain the weight back.
So that's what the first bill you would
sponsor. One of the first bills. In my mind, that's one of the bills that comes to mind. That's a huge bill I'd be very passionate about. I think it would be amazing. And when I just think of what bill would I sponsor, I think it's a lot of ideas I have, but that's a great example of one that I'm very
overweight?
Passionate about.
Were you ever overweight?
I'll tell you what, when I was younger, I was. And it was actually another period where I gained a little bit of weight when I stopped playing football. So I've actually lost weight twice in my life. Yes.
How much? 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 100 pounds?
So after playing football, I gained weight and I lost 61 pounds.
61?
Yes.
Why did you gain 61 pounds?
Well, you're eating too many calories.
Why were you doing this? Because you know better. You of all the people
absolutely,
on this
yes.
earth.
Absolutely.
So why... Yeah. Were you doing this when you know better?
Absolutely. And a lot of times, again, it's environment, right? It's a lot of times it is environment. I think for number one thing for me was I was in an environment, right? A lot of times when I gained that weight, I was at Mercyhurst and I come back and you have lots of unhealthy food sometimes around and you're overeating it. And to me, I need to be walking more. I need to prioritize my step count, because step count's one of the best things when it comes to being
nothing psychological.
Well, again, I wouldn't say that anybody's obese has like a psychological problem. Again, it's habits, right? If your environment is helping you eat in a calorie limit that allows you to stay at a healthy weight, and you're active, you're moving, you're burning off calories, that's going to help you lose weight. So for me, when I did gain weight, it was simply the fact that I probably just would needed to choose maybe some different foods that allowed me to not overeat repeatedly. And I think a big habit that I've had there is tracking my food.
What do you think of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I think a lot of his initiatives, and I think he is doing a great job of making people aware that we need to be healthy. And I absolutely agree with his initiatives to help.
He's trying to help Governor Patrick Morrissey lose weight, right?
I'll tell you what, Governor Morrissey needs to work get with Coach Riles. Cause I have a service. My main program is helping men 30 plus losing 30, 50 pounds in 6 months.
Let's say you're in the House of Delegates.
Yes.
You're just sworn in.
Yes.
There's Governor Patrick Morrissey.
Yes.
You take a look at him and you think to yourself, you know, the guy needs to lose a lot of weight. Would you go up to him? And if so, what would you do?
Well,
how would you approach Governor Morrissey to lose weight?
Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of times I don't go up to people and say, oh, you need to lose
what
weight.
What would you do?
If
what
he asked me to lose weight?
No. You're in the House of Delegates.
Again, you know what I'm going to do if I'm in the House of Delegates?
Let me ask the question here before you answer it.
Yeah, ask the question.
You're in the House of Delegates.
Yes.
Your number one thing is fixing obesity.
Yes.
The governor of West Virginia has stated he needs to lose weight. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was going to help him lose weight. You're now a delegate. You just got sworn in.
Yes.
What are you going to do for the governor to help him lose weight?
Yeah. So if Patrick Morrissey was a client of mine, the first thing I would do is say, again, there's the three parts of fitness.
No client, just you there. Would you approach him or keep your mouth shut?
No, I wouldn't actively go up to him and say, you need to lose weight. I would say if you're looking to lose weight, I'd be more than happy to help. But the last thing I'm going to do is approach someone and say, you need to lose weight. I think it's a self-decision. When people are ready, they'll decide I need to lose weight. And, you know, when that time comes, I'm more than happy to help anybody that makes that decision.
If he walks up to you and says, you know, Riley Watkins, I like the cut of your jib. I like the way you think. I like the way you talk. I need to lose weight. What would you recommend first for Governor Patrick Morrissey?
You got to track that food. You got to get those steps in. You got to have a calorie limit. I would recommend hitting a protein goal, protein, fiber, a step goal each day. And I would recommend a couple days a week resistance training. And I think the way resistance training. So you would train against resistance, whether it's bands, weights, machines, push-ups, body weight, strength training. Mm-hmm. And I would recommend that. You know, when I work with all my clients, my main program is losing 30 to 50 pounds and 6 to 10 inches off your waist in 6 months. And I've helped to date in the last year 70 people do that. I have 40 active clients right now on this exact program. And the way that I help these people do this is, again, you aim to lose maybe 1 to 2 pounds per week. And the way that you lose that weight is you track your food. You eat maybe 500 calories less than you're burning each day. You walk about maybe 10 to 12,000 steps a day. You do that, you're burning enough calories, you're eating a little bit less than you need, and then you add some strength training in there. Over the course of a week, it's about 1 pound. With the steps, you're adding another couple hundred calories, about negative 750 calories per week. It's about 1.5 pounds per week, and you do that for about 24 weeks. About 40 pounds you can lose in about 6 months. Average is about 30 to 50. That's why I give that range.
All right. Do any of your clients take those shots?
Yeah, there are a few that have been on them, yeah.
Do they work?
Again, what a GLP-1 is, this is actually very interesting. I don't know if you knew this, but GLP-1, if you think of GLP-1, I'll explain. So, you know, have you ever heard of testosterone?
Testosterone.
Yeah, you ever heard of that?
A lot of people claim that I don't have enough of it.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what. So, testosterone is a hormone in the male body. Women have a little bit of it. It's a hormone in the body. Some people inject testosterone if they don't feel they have enough. GLP-1 with these drugs is Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy. GLP-1 is a hormone released in your body when you eat protein and healthy fat. So what GLP-1 drugs do is they signal to your body that you're full, you don't need any more food, and it allows people, it's a very, very, very strong appetite suppressant is what these drugs do, allows people to eat less. And I fully believe, I think if you want to take the GLP-1 drug and it's going to help you eat less and that's what you're going to do, do it. And to be honest, with my dad as a physician, I think there's a lot of times where, I think there's a lot of people who will demonize the healthcare system. They'll say, oh, you know, the big pharma's out to get you, the healthcare system, the doctors don't have your best interest in mind. I'll tell you what, if every doctor could look at their patients and say, diet and exercise and do it the right way, and they would actually listen and follow it, well then, you know, obesity would be solved. But I think a lot of times that, you know, doctors say diet, exercise our whole life. You look at my plate, you know, we hear diet and exercise. But I think if there's somebody who's having a tough time figuring out the diet, and this is why I believe that nutrition wellness coaching should be an insurance billable service, because it would allow coaches like me to come in and help people at a much lower rate.
What are the side effects? What are the side effects of these shots? Like the face and everything else? I've heard some horror
stories. So with the GLP-1 drugs, it's appetite suppressant, and I fully believe and I fully support people if they feel that the GLP-1 drug is a solution that's going to help them. I fully support it, but as a caveat to that, I think that people should understand proper nutrition. I think people should understand proper exercise, and they should have their habits in place so when they get off these drugs, they're not beholden to the drug because they don't know how to lose weight on their own. But what was the question you were asking?
Side effects of these drugs. Like the face and everything, there's some other issues that are involved with these side effects people don't know about.
Yeah, when they talk about the
very, very quickly, because we're almost out of time, and I want to give you the last word.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think again, the main thing with these drugs do is they suppress your appetite. When people talk about the Ozempic face, a lot of times that is just you're losing a good bit of weight and you're just your facial features are revealed more because you lose a good bit of weight. But anyway, you said we're getting on time?
Yeah, we're just about out of time. And I always give my guests the last word. So you got about a minute to speak directly to our listeners, tell them anything that you want, repeat key points, bring up new points, and a call to action. Tell my listeners exactly what you want them to do. Ladies and gentlemen, Riley Watkins running for the Republican nomination, West Virginia House of Delegates, District 5. My microphone is yours.
Absolutely. So if you want to vote for me, I'm running for the District 5 House of Delegates Republican Party on May 12th. The primary election is happening. So the first thing you need to do is make sure you're registered to vote. You can go to the Secretary of State's office and learn how to vote if you're not registered to vote. You can go and get registered for the Republican Party. If you are registered to vote as a Republican, you can vote on May 12th for me, wherever your voting location is. You can go to the county clerk. You can go to wherever is a public location that they have as a voting service. You can vote for me for the Republican nomination, the House of Delegates, May 12th. If you want more information on my campaign, you can go to my Facebook page, Watkins for House, or you can type in on your search bar, WatkinsNumber4House.com. If you're on the Facebook Live, you can see it was commented Watkins for House, WatkinsNumber4House.com. All the information on my policy positions, my social medias are there. And if you want to connect with me personally, you can follow me, Riley J. Watkins, across all socials. Instagram, I have my social media, Watkins Coaching is my fitness coaching page. Instagram, Twitter, I'm all over social media. But if you want to learn about my campaign, WatkinsNumber4House.com, you can learn about me. My social medias are on there. And if you're registered to vote, May 12th, the primary election, you can vote for me as the Republican to go on to the general election. And if you're not registered to vote, go to the Secretary of State's office and get registered to vote and vote for me May 12th.
All right. Riley Watkins, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it greatly. Normally, I'd shake your hand, but I still have remnants of a cold. So
Air handshake.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe fist bump or something like that. Anyway, I wish you well. Thank you very much.
And
I'm sure we'll have you back on. You have a great day. We got Mr. Big Willie coming up next. Thanks.